And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland is in studio as well, and we're counting them down from earshot-online.com. That is where our charts come from. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that these are for the week ending Tuesday, October 15th, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find out that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. And other published charts includes regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so a few ways. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can reach out to us. And that's going to happen in this hour of the program. We had someone contact us, and we have an interview coming up with The Balcony. So stick around for that. First, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
At number 10, up from number 16, it's the Albertans. You're going to hear from Dangerous Anything and a track called Casual Encounters. At number 9, down to number 6, the Pack AD and their new Some Songs EP. And you're going to hear a track called Positronic. And then you're going to hear 747s by the Darcys. That's off their new record, Warring, which is down just one spot to number 8.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. Earshot 20. Number 9. Shot 20. Number 8.
We'll be right back. Heavens, lift me up.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was 747s by the Darcys. Their new record's called Warring, and that was at number 8, down just one spot this week. At number 9, down from number 6, was the Pack AD from Some Songs, a track called Positronic. And starting up that set was Casual Encounters by the Albertans, there at number 10 this week, up from number 16. And their new record's called Dangerous Anything.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and we're switching from the charts to the phone line to chat with Jackie Neville of The Balconies. They're an Ontario-based pop rock group who recently released their single Slow and are set to release their first full-length in the new year. Jackie, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So your single Slow, which will be released on your full-length early next year, is this the sound listeners can expect to hear for the record, or is there some other styles that you're going to incorporate as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're definitely a rock and roll based band, and we do want to have some pop sensibility with guitar riffs and catchy hooks that people can easily sing along to. But the new evolution that the band's kind of taken is definitely a heavier rock alternative sound.
From your previous EP, Kill Count, that you released in 2012, do you feel that your sound has changed or evolved from that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're always growing as musicians and as people, so obviously we're going to take on new faces and new approaches to our songwriting. So, of course, just with our experience and age, we're going to be constantly evolving and developing. So I definitely do feel that this is a bit of a departure from our Kill Count EP, purely because we had a bit more of a budget to put into the recording itself. So we're able to work with a fantastic producer named Arnold Blaney and focus on the production and the songwriting a lot more in studio and really try to focus on perfecting every little detail.
And the full length that will be released in the new year is called Fast Motion. What's the recording process been like for that?
It's all done, actually. We're recording in Toronto at Coalition Studio. And Arnold Lanning was the producer and was a co-songwriter on that album as well. And the great thing about The Balcony is it's entirely a collaborative effort. I mean, I'll come into the band and I'll have essentially a skeleton of a song, whether it's a hook, a guitar riff, or a melody, and then we'll all hash it out together as a group. So I think that's what makes the band really special, is everyone has an equal voice in the group, and we're all strong musicians for our own reasons, and I think that's what makes The Balcony special.
And you're on tour now, so what's being on the road been like for you guys? Have you been received well? Have you been playing the single? What's the audience been like?
Yeah, it's been really great, actually. We've been over to Europe about 4 times just this past year alone, so it's been very amazing. People have been quite receptive to the new songs and new material and our new live show, and we're really excited for people to hear the new record, and we hope they like it.
Do you find there's a difference when you're overseas as compared to being here at home, difference in the audience that you get out to your shows?
I think the main difference for us is just the fact that we're almost every single day there's a new culture shock, because Europe, you know, there's so many countries clustered in such a small space that, you know, between every country, there's a general different vibe that you're going to get overall. But I don't think that one is better than the other. I'm very happy with both markets and how people respond to the music in Canada and in Europe as well.
Find them online. TheBalconies.ca is the website, and you can see a list of tour dates there as well, and just go check it out. It's a great website, easily navigable. Jackie, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Here's The Balconies holding down an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Tight slack, summer low, sunlight catch the golden arrows, the rising on the flood, the chartreuse and the blood red. This time I know. Just like Scrooge McDuck.
random check for like 63 bucks. Gonna go to Sally and buy so much random junk with my GST. GST. GST check, GST check, GST. GST check, GST check, GST. I'm for this early Christmas, heading down to the movies, watching Arnie on a cheap Tuesday. Put the buttery topping up to an IV. Guess my GST check can me. Give me some treats, 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 give me some treats.
I love candies and treats.
From his new record, Mission Accomplished, that was B.A. Johnson at number 6, up from number 9, and GST Check. Before that, you heard from Said the Whale, a track called Narrows, off of their newest album, Hawaii, at number 7, down from number 4. And we started that set off with a track by The Balconies called The Slow.
All right, and big thanks to The Balconies for chatting with us. We really appreciate that. And stick around, check out their new album, which will be coming out in January or around the beginning of 2014. I know that for sure. And they hope for a January release. Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the charts here. And Brian's going to give you a sneak peek at some of the albums that are charting this week but are below the top 20 on to the top 50. And we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Airshot 20.
Kind of... I lost my sheet for a second, but it's all right. I got all the info for you here.
Good man.
At number 47, hip-hop supergroup Deltron 3030 featuring Dan the Automator, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and Kid Koala released their long-anticipated second album, Event 2, 13 years after their debut album. At number 46, Brooklyn-based garage punk band Obits, led by guitarist and vocalist Rick Froberg, released album number 3, Bed and Bugs. At number 45 this week, Random Recipe. 3 years after their debut, Fold It, Mold It, Montreal quartet Random Recipe returned with Kill the Hook, another album of lively pop blended with hip-hop and electro. At number 42, Montreal-born Sam Shalaby's 20-piece Land of Kush ensemble released The Big Mango, his first record since moving to Cairo in 2011, featuring a mix of Eastern music, tropicalia, rock, and more. At number 41, debuting this week, experimental alto sax player Matana Roberts returns and continues the free spirit explorations of her Coin Coin project with Coin Coin Chapter 2, Mississippi Moonchild, bringing the previous album's pool of collaborators down from a 15-piece lineup to a sextet. Debuting at number 26, prolific BC-bred ambient Sansmith Teen Days releases his third album in 2 years, Glacier. And finally, at number 24 this week, Aurora is Broken Social Scene Apostle of Hustle member Andrew Whiteman and his wife Errol Engel, and they've released their debut album, In the Pines, whose name is taken from American poet Alice Notley's 2007 book containing 14 poems about a woman undergoing treatment for hepatitis C. And with Notley's approval, Aurora wrote a song to go along with each poem.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. And so watch for those because they could be creeping up into the top 20 very soon. We're going to continue the countdown now, and we are almost done. Five more to bring you before the hour is up, and we've done it again for another week. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in at number 5.
You're going to hear from Royal Canoe, a track called Birthday off of their new record, Today We're Believers, sitting still this week at number 5.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. We'll be right back.
show, bold show. Bold show, bold show. Where you go when you're closing your eyes on your birthday? It only comes true when you don't say, don't say. Don't say, don't say. It's gonna happen without you. It's not about you. It's gonna happen without you. It's not about you. If you call it too soon, you got a bold show, bold show. Bold show, bold show. Where you go when you're closing your eyes on your birthday? It only comes true when you don't say, don't say. Don't say, don't say. Don't you know it's a never, 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 never get bold. But if you call it too soon, you got a bold show, bold show. Bold show, bold show. Where you go when you're closing your eyes on your birthday? It only comes true when you don't say, don't say. Don't say, don't say. It's not about you, it's gonna happen without you. It's not about you, it's gonna happen without you. It's not about you, it's gonna happen without you. It's not about you, it's gonna happen without you. It's not about you, it's gonna happen without you. It's not about you, it's gonna happen without you. It's not about you.
Shot 20. Number 4.
Long before I knew the path we were going, seems as though I should have stopped it. All these things we'd done before. So many years since I was alone.
It's the Earshot 20.
5-4 by Baja Boulay from her new album Tall Tall Shadow, sitting at number 4 this week, up from number 8, and sitting still number 5 was Royal Canoe. Today we're Believers in a track called Birthday.
All right, we're going to move on now to the top 3 sitting still this week. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in first, and we'll count down from there.
At number 3, you're going to hear from Braids from their new album Flourish Parish. Here's a track called Juniper.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Thank you. number two.
Will you let us go on with our day? Or will it all be gone by noon? We'll linger on and on and on. Will I watch the sun go down and up and back down again? Staring from the window of my room, I looked away a second too soon.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
When you catch light, you look like your mother. It crushes me some, just right from the side. When you catch light, there's a flash of wild creatures. For the stone age of the preachers and the husbands and the wives. When you catch light, the flood changes direction and darkens the lens that projects my disguise. As you fight alongside, you'll discover my your freedom, I am fighting to be wild. Hey little girl, would you like to be the king's pet or the king? I choose odorless and invisible, but otherwise I would choose the king, even though it's sad.
my brother's hands would poison me.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Wild Creatures from Nico Case, a track off of her newest record, which sits still at number one. At number two was The Sadie Sitting Still from the album Internal Sounds. You heard Starting All Over Again. And before that, you heard Juniper by Braids. They're sitting still at number three. Their newest record's called Flourish Parish.
And there you have it. Another countdown complete for this week, and it is the Earshot 20. You're listening to Canada's Countdown Show for Alternative Radio. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and each week we count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice. We are also carried on a number of campus, community, and online stations, and we'd like to give a shout-out to those individuals to thank them as partners for airing the station. Brian's going to give you a few.
You might be listening to us on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnie, BC, Quartz Community Radio, CKTZ, Caber Radio, The Scope, or EastCoastKitchenParty.net.
And thank you very much to all of you who are airing the program. And if you want to hear any part of this or a previous program again, you can head to radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And to download the show, and you can also podcast this show on iTunes. A big thanks to The Balconies for joining us on the program. Also, thanks to Stephen Karlick for joining us again. We'll be back next week with another countdown. So stay tuned for that. There's more great programming on the way, so stick around. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.